The party's getting underway in Wrigleyville. Back to Rokan and Anna DeVlantis. Live from John Barleycorn on the flagship home of the Sox, 720 WGN.
Is broadcast from Barleycorn, brought to you by Wintrust, the sixth round for the Wintrust Buffdown Series, and by Architect of Chicagoland. A ton of fun out here at Barleycorn. It's going to get crazy. It's going to get insanely crazy.
Totally.
It's going to get bat poop is what it's going to get out here before this is all said and done, because it is like this is one of those days where the people, they start, they think, oh, I'm going to get off work a little early. It's a beautiful day.
Maybe it's the gorgeous. Perfect.
The two Wrigley games, this may be the better weather of the two. And likely to be. And so people are going to, you know, they're going to come out. And then right about now, I would say, I think we're within 10 minutes of this thing turning into people deciding, well, I'm going to have a few beers.
Yeah.
And
why
then
not?
They're going to have 10. And then they're going to go into Wrigley. And there's gonna, that's what you can always tell the bathroom line, how long it is based on the pre-gaming. Right, like opening day, this game.
How
sort of
soon
stuff.
The line starts to get formed.
Like the minute you walk in, there's already a 4-hour line to get into the bathroom. Like, you know that there's been some pre-gaming.
Sure.
So there will be some heavy pre-gaming, and then you know we'll have to see what happens here. And the great John Vincent is joining us now.
Yay!
Who is?
There he is.
A guy laughing when you say great.
You know, go with it, John.
Go with it. He hasn't called me great since 2007.
Right. We don't get great. You got great.
Well, because he just showed up here. That's why.
That's right.
He stopped here as opposed to we're getting paid to be here.
Walking down the street.
Here's the thing though about John Vincent. John Vincent, who is a Southsider, Chicagoan, lifelong Chicagoan, he's been a mainstay at Ditka's Restaurant on Chestnut Street in Chicago for years. He sings Sinatra and Johnny Cash and all kinds of great sort of standards, American Songbook. And you know, in the bar and people, I mean, it is, you see young couples, old couples, people falling in love, guys on business trips just stopping by and they can't believe it and they're calling their friends and they're taking videos of you performing. That's been it for decades with you. And then you see him at the stadiums singing the national anthem or, some other thing that's being asked of you. And then I'm up at the Bears opener up in Green Bay last year, and who's singing the songs?
Right there.
Get out.
That. Why do you sing the songs for Green Bay? Why do you do
that? Why do you go to Green Bay?
Why would you do something like that?
That seems right to you?
I grew up a Packer fan.
Oh, God.
I know, and
God,
it's so weird because it happened when Coach Ditka was let go by the Bears. I didn't know him. I knew him as Mike Ditka, and it's ironic that I'm working for him now, but I started watching the Packers on TV back in what was early 90s is when it happened. Then Brett Favre comes along, but I'm really good friends with Mike McCarthy. And that was a really tough.
Oh, that's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, I love Mike McCarthy.
He's a good guy.
Great guy.
He wore his,
he's a great guy. I talked to him the other day.
I hated that.
And he is one of the nicest guys. Great family man. Good guy.
Yeah.
And that one really hurt. So.
Well, it's too bad they're having some trouble up there.
He's friends with some guys in the Bears now. Cody White here's a great guy, and he said, "Come on, jump on the bat." So
you might want to think about coming back. Coming back to the side of light.
Right. We'd love to have you.
Darkness.
They got that soap opera going up there. Aaron Rodgers can't get along with anybody.
Yeah, what
can't get along with anybody, that guy.
Yeah, you're shaking your head. You've heard about all the
stuff.
You haven't.
He doesn't know.
Aaron Rodgers wants to throw the ball to himself at this point.
Everyone else irritates him except himself. It's really weird.
I mean, come on.
Right, that's true. And, you know, John was booked to play the Rodgers Munn wedding.
Oh, that,
and it didn't work out very well.
She got that piano off her back. Yeah, and Trubisky showed that he could certainly out-chug Aaron, that's for sure. Did you see when Aaron tried to have a beer at a ball game, 7 sips later, still working on that last ounce? I got this, guys.
How about Richard just told us about Lady Gaga just for
saying that
she said was goosebumps when she heard you sing the national anthem. That's a pretty big deal.
That was really cool. That was really, really cool. It meant a lot to me, and that's what got me into bullying, because she was so open and vocal about being, having mental illness, being bullied. I have obsessive compulsive disorder. I have depression. I have anxiety. I saw the greatest entertainer on the planet come out and without any fear. Yeah. And I said, I'm just some guy that nobody knows in Chicago, and I'm going to do the same thing. So I was bullied as a kid because I was smaller than everybody. I grew 8 inches junior to senior year.
You were smaller than everybody?
Yeah. And then I played football, played 4 years in college, was an All-American, and then went to Germany and played a year professional. But that sticks with you. You get bullied, sticks with you for until your adulthood. And I was an angry man for a long time. And Lady Gaga, that tweet was a big life changer for me because I just looked into her and I was like, wow, that really was something that touched me right here.
She recognized it. Did you have a chance to meet her?
I never did. I would love to. I would love to just meet her and say thank you for changing my life.
How do you feel about A Star Is Born?
Mm-hmm. Do you cry throughout? Like Ro and Kevin, they can't get through it.
I want to swear, I cried my blanket.
There you go.
I cried so long.
Now it's three against two.
The dog at the garage door.
That's a tough scene.
Don't even bring it up.
But
again.
Ro's seen it 10 times, and you still cry.
I cry every time. I cry every time.
Well, Ro, I mean, you want to get real. I'll get real right here.
Yeah.
And he knows this because we were on Windy City Live together. When he had that belt in his hands and he closed that garage door, that was me.
Oh my
I attempted, and Larry Wirt saved my life getting me on ketamine. So when I saw Bradley Cooper do that, I was just like, you got to be kidding me. And that was right before ketamine treatments.
You're doing it with Dr. Balnander.
Who is a lifesaver. Yeah. And it shouldn't be a problem to talk about depression, anxiety, or any kind of...
Or suicide or anxiety.
Any of those things.
Yeah, but when people see someone like you doing that, John, it makes a difference.
It does.
I've done a lot of work where,
if it can help one person...
larger-than-life figure.
That makes me happy. That makes me... If I could help one person, that's it.
You know what's so crazy? You brought so much joy to so many people over the years, including Lady Gaga, right? I mean, through whatever you're doing. And it's you see this a lot in entertainment. People who bring so much joy are yet in so much pain.
Sure.
Yeah.
You do. Do you think that's a big reason why you got into music in the first place? As an escape?
I liked the people I was working at when I was a recruiter in accounting and finance, but I wasn't a 9-to-5 guy. And my sisters were like, you sound like Sinatra, give it a shot. I'm like, I'm not gonna do that. Like, I can't just pick up and go. I tried the football thing, that didn't work. I played in Germany. That wasn't like anything near the NFL, and I never had a chance for the NFL here. But I think music, I always loved music. I saw Sinatra live at the United Center in 93, and that was really cool, and I got hooked on him. And I sang, which is ironic, I sang at the president of CPS, Chemical Personnel Search, Doug Christensen. I sang at his memorial about 4 years ago now, who was a great inspiration in my life early on. And I started singing while I was still working there, and he told my mom, he goes, I'm going to lose him to become a singer. He goes, he's going to be a singer one day. And then I sang at his memorial years later.
There you go. I like that those two worlds have kind of bridged for you.
Yes.
It's perfect that way.
Yeah, that's cool.
It is.
Very cool.
Well, he is perfect as a singer, as an entertainer, and as a friend.
As a good guy.
I must say.
And now let's have some fun. You're talking about getting crazy.
We're going to
get crazy like Vegas? Vegas crazy when we were out there?
Wait, you guys went to Vegas together?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were in Vegas.
John was actually playing at Mandalay Bay.
Yes, I was singing at Mandalay Bay.
And so a bunch of us flew out to see him at Mandalay Bay because this was going to be a big...
Kicking and screaming, you got on a plane to Vegas.
Wow. He and a couple of our friends, got us real nice hotel rooms. We're about to LA. And we spent a weekend there.
The night in jail? Oh, the night in jail.
Oh, jeez.
No, keep telling us. Did you meet a night in the hotel or a night in jail?
Let's put it this way. I don't recall I think it was a 3-day stretch. I don't recall sleeping in the hotel room. Let's put it that way.
I just remember you and my 78-year-old dad at that time drinking drink for drink, having a good time, and I was singing.
I was trying to bury him, too. That was the damnedest thing. It was the worst. I'm like, all right, old man, you can keep up with me. Look out.
He's at home right now. He's like, that son of a bitch.
Ro is like human cocoon. The senior citizens always spring back to life one more time when they see him. All of a sudden, like, I'll have a Rob Roy and a lobster Thermidor. Get that showgirl's number for me.
You are so correct.
He does.
That's exactly what he did.
All the moms and dads love it.
I'll try you that. Okay, give me one of those. What are you having over there? And whatever you choose, I'll have one of those.
No, they put us at some bar after the show. I'll never forget this.
Where did we go? We went downstairs to that bar?
I don't know. I don't remember, but all I know is that all of a sudden we were in a closed bar with people like your band and the people from the show and all of these people, and it was like, and then there were people coming in trying to get your autograph and take pictures with you.
That's a lie.
And it was me, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
And so, or I told people that you were John Lennon. I don't know. There was something that went on.
Wow.
And, more like John Candy.
Yeah. I just remember that the next thing I recall was being on the plane 2 days later coming back.
Wow. that's rough.
that's how that went. So it was something. But for years and years and years. Now I want to say this. Now you have a Cubs championship ring on.
Yes,
the
sir.
Real one. The
yes,
real
sir.
Deal.
Yes, sir.
And you didn't steal that
no.
from Grandpa Rossi or anything. So so explain your relationship there.
Mr. Ricketts and Crane Kenny actually gave me this. This is the Cubs World Series ring, the real deal. And
see if that fits around Lauren's wrist.
Yeah, it's bigger than my hand.
On Lauren's hand, actually.
I won't lie, but
you're putting that on Lauren's finger. That's a Cubs thing.
You could fit three of Lauren's fingers in that ring.
At least
two.
You should, and you got it because.
Oh God, that's the first time I ever wore something Cubs. Get it away.
How many? I know my hands.
I thought we were cool
putting it on there.
You're like, it burns. It burns a little.
I love Lauren, but it's all my worst nightmares. I was putting a ring on someone's finger, and it was a Cubs ring. I woke up in a Cubs.
Oh my God, that is
What's the name of your therapist, John?
John Grant. He's fantastic.
Okay,
University of Chicago. Yes, I love him. He's phenomenal. He deals with my OCD. He's like, okay. And I'm like, are you tired, Doc? He's like, yeah, I'm tired. Okay, that's enough, John.
So they recognize what you've done with
they are. I love the Ricketts family. I love Crane Kenny and Joe Madden. All those guys are just awesome.
I know you
awesome.
And Madden are friends. I see you in the videos and stuff all together. What is it? How many times have you sung there?
Total?
Yeah.
Oh, God, over 100 and something. But wow. I mean, yearly, probably 20 to 25
yep.
in playoffs and
right.
hopefully World Series.
Yes, yeah. So when the big stuff happens, it's John. You know, to me, I get goosebumps having known John for so long. When I turn on.
I get goosebumps when I eat ice cream too fast.
Yes. and a brain freeze.
Yeah.
When they take the national anthem at like playoff games and stuff like that. They don't take it during the regular season very much. But like at a football game and they take it and there he is.
Uh-huh.
You know,
oh, yeah.
And it's like I can't you know, there's our guy.
Right.
I love
him.
Okay.
Yeah.
No
I
joke,
love
all seriousness. Yeah. Top two national anthems ever. I can name them right away if you guys. I wonder if you guys can go with me. Number one, Whitney Houston
uh-huh. Super Bowl,
for sure.
And Marvin Gaye, NBA All-Star Game.
That's yes. Man, Richard.
Marvin Gaye, NBA All-Star
oh.
Game.
Yes, yeah. Marvin Gaye at the NBA All-Star Game did one of the best national anthems
I gotta look
ever.
One up.
That
oh.
only
it's
Marvin
about
Gaye
minutes,
could do.
But it's amazing.
He did the national anthem to the beat of Sexual Healing.
Yes, he did.
He did.
Oh, wow.
No, we're not kidding.
It was to an amazing beat, and he just kind of, and only Marvin Gaye could
do it. It was amazing.
Only Marvin Gaye.
He's just like, and everybody's like, happen and he's just
if there had been Twitter
oh
back then
it would have
he would have gotten
up.
Assassinated for it right but the thing is that when people can watch it and the vast majority of people love it
yes.
because of what it was,
yes.
it was so you know it was respectful
yep.
and yet modern
soulful,
and it was just you
yeah.
know what it
it's
is
beautiful.
Yeah.
respect exactly soulful right. respect, yeah. respectful and modern and it was perfect
right.
and I honestly think I felt so bad for Fergie. I honestly think that's what she was trying to do because she was at the NBA All-Star game and I think she was trying to emulate that don't
yeah.
you guys think
I
about
remember
it
a little bit. Yeah.
I
like her a lot.
It really bothered me that everybody jumped
there have been
like,
a lot of acts that have tried to do that like I'm going to do them
you know,
they,
you know, like,
leave it be folks
it's like
that
dude I'd like to go to your work and pick on you I got you know and say like okay well, she tried
John
so
I'm just
what?
Asking if you she do did. You end up doing the Super Bowl this year
yeah right yeah they're going to pick me to do
you
Super
need
Bowl.
People
I'll be,
to travel
I'll
with
be
you
clean in the parking lot
that is not
maybe.
The point I'm trying to make John
oh.
if you do get that gig can you I'm going to pound the under if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I can, you can do whatever you want because I know that gig will never come my way in my lifetime.
I can make a statement
right now. This is a better bet that I'll never be asked to sing at the Super Bowl because I'm a nobody.
That's not true. When somebody thinks you're nobody, nobody
loves you.
How much would it cost, John?
Nobody who knows who the hell I am.
That's not true.
Next time you're at Wrigley, can we just get you to play a little, just segue into a little Let's Go White Sox by Captain Stubby and the Buccaneers, like just really fast. Maybe he could do that for us, like at Wrigley. I'll pay. I'll bribe for that.
You'll pay.
White Sox.
He'll pay.
White
right.
Sox.
Yeah, exactly. And listen, we can pay if you hit that under for us at the, you know, at the Super Bowl. Or, you know, any place
pound
we can do a prop
the under.
Bet.
This is what happened in Vegas, and that's why.
We're still not sure what happened in Vegas.
Yeah, the guys found the under there.
I woke up
I don't
and
want to talk
me
about
and Ro had rings on, and we're like, what happened?
And no kidneys. It was the damnedest thing.
Oh.
All right. John Vincent, we'll see you singing the national anthem tonight, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
And you guys are actually all on the field with me singing.
Yes.
So it'll be the five of us.
Sure.
No, acapella, like a barbershop.
Actually,
you don't want that. You don't want that.
The three of you can do it. Anna and I will watch.
No.
Laura and I are looking for a follow-up to our hit single from earlier this year.
We need a sequel.
Perfect. The B-side.
Yeah.
All right, you people. I got it. There's commercials that need to be played and bands that need to be played here as we are live at Barleycorn's on Clark Street, just south of Wrigley Field. Come on by and see us. We're giving away a pair of tickets to the July 6th Wintrust.
Do you need a refill on that, Jack?
Roll. Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
Just one more from Fireball for me, or one more for my baby and me. What is it? What
one
is
for my baby.
Yes, right.
One more for the road.
There we go. That's what I need.
Ten more for my.
So we're giving away our first pair of tickets. Thank you. Thanks for screwing up my mojo. We're giving away our first pair of tickets right now, and we got three more pairs of tickets to give away before we're out of here at 6:30. So stop by if you want to go see the Crosstown Classic on the South Side, brought to us by Wintrust. You can go see it. This Crosstown Series, as we call it now, and we've got a great opportunity for you to do that as well. So come on by here and keep listening on the radio, because we got passes to the Blackhawks convention at the Hilton Chicago.